is Ray Rocka, 92.5 The Beat of Salt Lake, All Rock Media, and you are listening to the Will Wonder Pod.
Bars, let's go, y'all. This is Gabino Grimes, Mike Masters Alliance, Rap Battle's finest out here in Utah, and you are now listening to one of my best friends' podcasts, the Will Wonder Pod.
Real quick, let me just start off by saying this is Peter Rosenberg, your forever 24/7 champion, host of the GP Podcast, and I want to shout out the Will Wonder Podcast.
What's going on? This is Brisk Warner, and you're checking on my man DJ Will Wonder on the Will Wonder Podcast. Yeah.
What's up, everybody? This is Emerson Kennedy, world famous Scarlett Johansson lover, world renowned Jordan denier, and I hope you are tuning into my personal favorite podcast, the Will Wonder Podcast. That's my brother for real. He has terrible takes, but I'm still listening, man. Will, what's up?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode, what are we at? 137 of the Will Wonder Pod. Hope you all had a great week last week. It's starting to feel like fall here in Salt Lake City, even though I guess later this week we're supposed to get closer to 90 again. But, man, it was like 60-something yesterday. Rainy. Just felt nice. I'm excited for fall, and with fall, if you are a avid listener or a fan of this podcast and have been for some time, you know 31 Days of Halloween is just around the corner. So I have a number of movies I'm going to review, but if there is a horror film that you would like me to review, go ahead and send it to me on Instagram at the Will Wonder Pod. You could send it on Twitter or X at DJ Will Wonder. Could also email me, djwillwonderslc@gmail.com, and I'll try to get your movie reviewed. Again, I have a number of them that I'm already doing. I think I'm close to like 20 at this point. But would still love to maybe do a movie I haven't seen, never heard of, whatever it may be, one of your favorites. Let me know. Last week I had mentioned that it was my son's first week of kindergarten. First day was coming up on Wednesday. We dropped him off. He did really well. Mom and dad, you know, we obviously had a tougher time with it. But he had a great first week. And, you know, after the Labor Day weekend, a long weekend, he went back this morning as I record this on Tuesday. And it seems like everything is going well there, too. Kind of weird, you know, him getting older, me getting older. But that's just a part of life. We took him to a place called Boondocks here in Salt Lake City, which they have games. He's big into this Minecraft Dungeons game, so we were playing that. I swear I spent easily $40 on that alone. But then they have this ropes course outside, which to me felt like it was like 30, 40 feet in the air, which is way too high for me. But he wanted to go on there. My wife, coincidentally, ironically, I don't know, didn't have normal shoes on. She had like slides, so she couldn't go on there, so I went on there with them. And when we got up to the very top at the very beginning, I was like, holy shit, this is a little too high. And he also felt the same way, and we went back down to the first level, then worked our way up. But he did a great job with that too, and which crazy, he's 5 years old. He's really, really tall for his age. But had to be the youngest kid on there, and just wasn't afraid. We were on that thing for like 40 minutes. I was tired. I had a wedgie because you're in this harness that just, they suction to you, basically. For safety reasons, obviously. But once I got off, I was happy to be off of that ropes course, off of that contraption, and back on old Mother Earth. What else is going on? I think that's it. We had a relatively quiet weekend, which was nice. Long Labor Day weekend. But now we're back to the grind, back to work. Work is work, you know. Not my favorite thing in the world. But, you know, podcast isn't paying any money, though I do love doing this. But you know how the podcast can pay money? I have a goal, right? And this isn't going to pay money, but it just helps me to increase the visibility on the podcast. Trying to reach 100 subscriptions on the Will Wonder YouTube page before the end of the year. I'm at 83 right now, which, you know, another 17 in the next couple of months should be nothing. But if you haven't, if you're listening to this now and you have YouTube, which, Jesus Christ, it's probably everybody who's listening to this, go to the Will Wonder Pod YouTube and subscribe. I would greatly appreciate it. One step closer to monetizing, you know, only, I think you only need, what, 1,000 subscribers and a bunch of views. But hey, got to get to 100 first before we can get to 1,000. So I would appreciate you doing that. Again, the Will Wonder Pod on YouTube. And that is all I have for this week outside of NFL Week 1. Got my guys Chaconin Hoop getting ready to join me as we make predictions for NFL Week 1. So without further ado, here we go. All right. Week 1 is here of the NFL season. We just came hot off the NFL season preview podcast, which I hope you all watched on YouTube or listened to last week. But we're going to dive right into Week 1. I guess before we do that, Hoop, Chacon, how are you guys doing?
Good, man. How about you?
I'm good. I'm good. I have this TV stand that I found like 78% off, and it was delivered today, and I'm putting it together, and wouldn't you know, I get to the very end, and it's not...
It's 78% delivered, so it's not all there.
Well, it's all there, but for some reason, it's just not put together how it should be. So I'm going to have to trace my steps backwards. But outside of that, I'm great.
Why shouldn't buy from IKEA?
I didn't. This is actually from Target. From Target. And yeah, it was supposed to be like 400 and something bucks, and it was like 120 something.
And you believe them?
I don't know. You know what? I would have came to you. But, you know, the thing, I just wanted something cheap and something just to throw right there. You know what I mean? I've had my PS5 in a box for almost 3 years now. And now that I'm done with school, I was like, I need to get a TV stand, set up the PS5 down here. I'm going to come see you for a sound bar soon. But, yeah, anyways, nobody gives a shit about that, really. We're here to talk football. let's just hop in, fellas. Okay. Thursday night. We're very, very close. Chiefs, Lions. Chiefs are at home. Ooh, we get some news today. Travis Kelce hyperextending his knee. They don't know if he'll be able to play. Listen, I hyperextended my knee in a singles ward church ball game. Okay. I know for a fact that I wasn't able to
wrap that shit up and got right back in there, huh?
I actually did play the rest of the game. That was a bad choice because I probably did more damage to it. But I was, you know, obviously younger and not an NFL athlete. But I do know it took like a week or so to feel somewhat normal. And, you know, they have the best medical staffs in the world, I'm assuming, for these teams anyways. So who knows? I don't think he's going to play, though.
Not
Chris Jones. What's that?
I was going to say not Miami.
That's true. Yeah. Medical staff. Yeah, you're correct. Chris Jones, still no contract taken care of there. So, I mean, maybe he plays if they get it done tomorrow. But, you know, that'd be kind of weird for him to hop in the game. Don't know how impactful he would be off of just hanging out and then signing his contract and showing up. So I say all that to say, when the Kelce injury was announced, the line was 6.5 for Kansas City. It has since fallen to 5 at home. Did I say they're playing the Lions? Did I even say that?
I think so.
Okay. All right.
I think so.
The Detroit Lions. So let's start with you, Hoops. Right now, Kansas City favored by 5 at home. How do you see this one shaking out?
I'm going to still ride with the Chiefs at home. Arrowhead's a tough spot to play. I'm still going to say the Chiefs cover that. The Lions, I do think, will be better even than they were last year. They're still on the climb up. But coming out the gate, I would expect the Chiefs to be ready to go. And even if Kelce doesn't go, I still think they'll be all right.
Okay. Chacon, your thoughts on this one?
I agree. It sucks that they've lost them, but I still see them covering. It is Detroit, and all you guys are Detroit Lion fans now.
Here we go.
You think highly of them, right? So I don't. I think they're a good average team. But come on, dude, it's Kansas City at Kansas City. It's still Patrick Mahomes. He beat that Philly team with fucking one leg. So I'm sure Kelce going out is not gonna it's not gonna really affect him that much, but I still think they get the dub. Still the Lions.
Okay. You think good cover with the five? Okay.
Yeah, they cover.
You know what? I'm saying they don't. I'm saying they don't cover. Here's my thoughts on this game, guys. Obviously, Travis Kelce, a huge loss, right? If we look at this Chiefs team last year, Kelce was their number one receiver, obviously, by 50-something plus targets. You guys care to guess who their second receiver was? Second leading receiver in targets as well as yards? As well as yards.
This was last year?
Correct.
Hardman.
No.
I was going to say Juju.
That's correct. Yep. Juju Smith-Schuster was their second. Scantling was third in yards. But if you look at targets and catches per game, Hardman was actually fourth. Then you had McKinnon. So I don't know. I also think Chris Jones, like, we're just going to say, okay, 15 and a half sacks. Let's, you know, Billy Dimbob is going to just take, I don't know who their backup defensive tackle is. That was kind of rude. I still think they win, but I think it's going to be a very close game. And the only reason I think they win is because it's at Kansas City. But I think that Detroit actually covers. So there you have
it. Can we do a side bet on that?
I actually have a side bet with our good friend Luis Castro, Chiefs fan.
I'm not Luis.
I got him locked in at 6.5. When it was actually from the jump, but I'd be happy to. What do you want to do?
Just straight up.
No, I'm talking about money wise. No, I'm not saying that the Lions are winning. I'm saying the Lions cover that. I still think the Chiefs win at home, but I think it's a close game. I think it's like a 3-point game, maybe even less.
All right, $5.
$5, and I get the five. Okay, beautiful.
Yes.
Okay, well, moving on. That's our Thursday game.
We're already one bet. We're one pick into the season, and we got. You want to make a side bet on that?
Yeah. I'm just pick. Loving the fact.
I mean, I don't know. Like, how do you feel about, like, are you confident in Sky Moore and and Valdez Scantling?
I think Sky Moore's good, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he might be. Kadarius Toney, who looks like a fucking villain from Batman.
But weren't we worried about this a year ago when they lost Hill and you had receivers step up?
They also lost Eric Bieniemy, but it's okay.
No, but remember, they had Hardman replace Hill.
Yeah, I know.
And now they're going to have – now they have Sky Moore. So I'm not worried about it. Again, he fucking won a Super Bowl with one leg. So, I am.
I mean, you're right, but Travis Kelce's a big deal. We'll just leave it at that. But
Lions. Okay. It's the Lions.
Detroit, what? Shout out to my brother, Shawnee boy. All right, next game, Sunday. We'll start with this one. The Texans, brand new looking Texans. A lot of new faces on that team. Head to Baltimore to play the Ravens. In Baltimore, the Ravens are favored by 10. Chacon, what are your thoughts on this one?
Baltimore and over.
Oof. Yeah,
it's the
right.
Texans.
I know.
They added a lot of new faces, but really, what faces that really matter? They're going to make a huge impact on that fucking team.
Maybe the coach. I don't know. Maybe he put some hair on their chest down there in Houston. I don't know. Not to say that Lovey didn't, because we all know what he did at the end of the year last year. Hoop, what do you think in this one?
I think the Ravens cover, because I mean, you got a rookie quarterback making his very first NFL start. On the road against a not shitty defense. Yeah. So I just think, like, week one. Now, maybe I'm wrong because they don't really know what's going on in Houston with the new coach and stuff, so they might catch them a little off guard. But gut instinct just says Ravens cover.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I don't – I mean, a healthy Ravens team, everyone's coming in good. I think they'll be fine. Yep.
Who also had real weapons.
I mean, Odell Beckham. What are we talking about?
Zay Flowers.
Okay, yeah, I'm with that. Okay. I thought you were referring to Odell.
No.
You want a side bet on that? I'm kidding. All right, we all have the Ravens covering there. Next game I have here, Bengals go into Cleveland to face the Browns. I'll go first on this one. Cincinnati's favored by 2.5 in Cleveland. I think they cover that. I think they win this game. There was an interesting thing that I read earlier today about Joe Burrow and him missing, you know, a good deal of the preseason with an injury for the past couple of years. And each of the first games for Baltimore was either a win by 3 points or a loss by 3 points in the last three years. Yeah. Yep. So, but I still think, I don't know, man. I know we got a very small, I think 6-game sample size for Deshaun Watson, but still he looked like shit. And I'm just not confident in him. Like Hoop said on the preview, is he going to get back to that form before we found out what type of massages he liked? We don't know, but I'm going to go with the Bengals to cover here. Chacon, what do you think?
I agree. They cover. You know, I think highly of the Bengals. So, yeah, I definitely agree with you.
Hoop?
Chacon, the Bengals fan.
There he is.
Catch those chase.
I'm gonna say Bengals cover also. They're a far superior team than the Cleveland Browns, top to bottom.
Yeah. Yep. For fantasy sake, just let's go Nick Chubb, get a couple hundred yards. Yeah, a couple 200 yards, why not? And maybe 2 touchdowns, but still lose.
I mean, he's been solid year after year and his team's still been the shit. So it's very possible you get that.
Hell yeah. I like that. Next game, we get the Bucks going into Minnesota to play the Vikings. Minnesota at home is favored by 6. Hoop, what do you think in this one?
Sorry, I missed the first part. They play who?
The Bucks go play the Vikings in Minnesota.
Oh, the Vikings cover that. The Bucks are going to be awful.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. I'm with you. I don't know. I don't think the Vikings are going to be nearly as well. I didn't really think the Vikings were good last year, but they just seem to always come out on top in like really close, weird games. So maybe that says something about what I know about football, but I just don't think they were a good team. And I think that was proven also in the playoffs. But with this, the Bucks are just, you know, we got Baker in there. And, you know, we sold all our Baker stock last year. So I agree with you. Chacon, what do you think?
I agree. I'm taking Minnesota. That secondary is absolute fucking garbage. You have arguably the best receiver in the league. I love Addison and Hawkinson. I mean,
yeah.
Even with them losing Dalvin Cook, I think Madison is not too bad. And I just don't see much out of Tampa unless I'm wrong, but we'll see. But I think they're going to have that secondary is going to get fucking exposed. So, yeah, definitely Minnesota. Probably.
Okay, next one. You know, I don't know if you guys can hear my son screaming.
Yeah, I did. I heard it.
In the living room. And, you know, when I came down here, I said, hey, because they're playing Minecraft, I said, listen, don't scream. That's all I ask of you. Oh, I won't. I never scream. I'm like, that's all I can hear now. Anyways, Titans go into New Orleans. This one will be pretty interesting to play the Saints. New Orleans at home is favored by 3. Chacon, what do you think in this one?
This, you know, and I hate picking the obvious because I feel like we're all doing that and a lot of people are doing that. But this is a game where I don't think highly of the Titans, but I can see the Saints losing just because you don't fucking know what you're going to get out of them.
Mm-hmm.
I do have the Saints covering based on what they've added to that team. It is Derek Carr, the white Dak Prescott.
The white.
And
sorry.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
So
albino.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're getting out of him, but I'll just say because of what they added in that defense that I like, I will just go with the Saints and they cover.
Hoop.
I'm gonna say the Titans win. So that'd
there
be
you go.
Titans
there
cover.
You go.
Yeah.
So I think the Titans win by 3 or 4.
Yeah, I don't know. This one's tough for me. There's two games this week where I just didn't know which way to go. And this was the first one. I think I'm going to lean towards the Saints. I think we're going to get Derek Carr looking like maybe not, you know, prime Derek Carr, but definitely better than he was last year. In his first game for the Saints. I don't know. I feel weird about the Titans. Like, I love Derrick Henry, obviously, but how much longer can he do what he does? And, you know, you got Burks there as the number one receiver. I just don't feel good about it. So I'm going to go with the Saints.
I think DeAndre Hopkins gets in the end zone at least once.
I hope so. Got him on a fantasy team, too. I know, Hoop. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares
about your fantasy.
Exactly. Doug, nobody cares about your fantasy.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Next game, Panthers go into Atlanta to play the Falcons. Falcons favored by 3.5. Hoop, who do you think wins this one? What are your thoughts on this shitstorm of a game?
Panthers-Falcons?
We get to see two potential Rookie of the Year candidates.
That offensive game rookie of the year. Screams Thursday night matchup that nobody cares about. And it's probably midday Sunday. I'm going to say the Falcons win. It's going to be an ugly game. Like, it's not going to be a good game to watch. It might end up close, but that's not going to mean that it was an entertaining game. Like, Falcons by 3.
Yeah, I was thinking that nearly the same thing, because I don't have a lot of I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Ritter. And, you know, we get Young with his very first game. Does he show out? Probably not. So what I wrote down was Atlanta by 3, but that would, in a sense, mean the Panthers cover. Chacon, what do you think?
I don't know what the fuck you're getting at both teams, but I'm a Robinson fan. there's not much I can compliment on both sides. So based on the addition of that, and fuck, I don't know. I'll just take Atlanta and the over. I don't have much for you. I'm sorry.
Okay. The next game will go to the Jags go into Indy to play the Colts. Jacksonville is favored by 5 on the road here. And I think that they cover that. Richardson will probably have a rough first game. And, I mean, no Taylor. So, really, what do the Colts have on offense? And I think Sunshine will come out, look good. And then now watch. Next week we're going to be doing this and he's going to look like shit. But I think he's going to look good. I think Jacksonville will look good. So I'll take Jacksonville to cover. Hoop, what do you think in this one?
I will take Chacon's favorite quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, and the Jaguars to beat Robert Chacon's AFC team, the Indianapolis Colts, and cover the spread.
God, this is probably tough for you, Chacon, huh?
It is. One thing, you are right. Trevor Lawrence is my favorite quarterback in the NFL, sadly.
Whoa.
Yeah, I said it. I know. As much as I want to defend and, talk up the Colts, I'll take Sunshine over most teams. And I do.
It's another rookie getting his first start, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So but I like Richardson, but
I do too.
Jacksonville has too much around them. I think they're definitely going to step it up this year and even win that division. So I will say Trevor Lawrence covers with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Perfect. Next game. I think this is going to be a good one. 49ers go into Pittsburgh to play the Steelers. San Fran on the road, favored by 2.5. This is, I believe, if I remember correctly, this is the closest line of the... Nope, there's one other game that's a little bit closer, and we'll get to that. But 2.5, the Niners are favored on the road. Hoop, let's start with you on this one. What do you think?
I'm going to say the Steelers win and cover being at home. I don't even know. I haven't even looked. Is Brock Purdy playing? Even if he does, I think that the Steelers get after him a little bit. Uh-huh. Just being week one, takes some time. Offense takes some timing to get down. But, so I'm going to go with Steelers. And so, obviously, if they're the underdog, I pick them to win. They're covering the spread also.
Yeah. Chacon, what do you think?
Well, what have I always said about Pittsburgh? And when you play at Pittsburgh, just can't count them out. I just like Chris said, I don't know what the fuck you're getting out of both those quarterbacks. Everybody praises him and he's back and all that. I definitely don't believe in that. It's his second year, and I don't think he's 100%. So I will agree with him and take Pittsburgh. I know people are going to be like, you guys are fucking crazy. This is a Super Bowl contender, and we're over here picking Kenny Pickett to beat, you know, whoever the fuck that quarterback is in San Francisco. But just based that it's in Pittsburgh, and I feel that Pittsburgh is a lot better than people think. I'm not saying they're the best in that division, but I will go with Pittsburgh as well on the cover.
Yeah, I mean,
my only beef with that is that he said, I'm going to agree with Chris.
I know, that threw me off. At first, I was like, who the hell's that? And I was like, oh, yeah.
Sorry. I was trying to be serious. I'm trying to change because I've noticed listening to myself on here, it's like, I'm going to cut down
you be you, okay? You be you.
The craziness. I'm trying
the
not
people
to
come for you.
Yeah. No.
They don't want this Robert fella over here.
Exactly. Who the hell's Robert?
Yeah. It's week one, so let me get a few weeks in, and then I'll see if I can change that.
I think we just need to let you get to Sunday night on our prediction, and then you're gonna change. God damn it. I was hoping one of you guys were gonna take the Niners. Yeah, I'm actually taking the Steelers too. I don't know what the update with Bosa is. Is he playing? Either one of you know? Because I tried to look it up as I was setting up, and I don't see if he's playing or not.
I didn't know he was at risk of not playing.
Yeah, I know TJ Watt. Yeah, I know TJ Watt's playing. I'm kind of with you guys, though. But you know what? This is going to be one of those ones where next week we're like, fuck, what were we thinking? But yeah, I'm leaning towards Pittsburgh too. God damn it! I should. Doesn't seem right. For we've been agreeing too much.
We're probably the only fucking podcast in this country that just agreed saying that Pittsburgh's beating San Francisco.
I know it doesn't seem right. Doesn't seem right. And also
outside of the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Probably. Exactly. And also, you know, it kind of sucks for San Fran. They got to fly fucking all. I mean, they, you know, this is probably overblown quite a bit these days, but they got to fly all the way across the fucking country for their first game, which, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't want to do that.
And you feel bad for them. You should feel bad for fucking Cal and Stanford. That's what you should feel bad for.
Oh,
what
I know. Be doing going. That's, I mean, going to the ACC is the dumbest shit that I don't know. Anyways. This isn't a college football podcast, though, and once if we get too deep into that, I'll be way outside of my expertise. So, next game, possibly the game of the week, I don't know. Arizona Cardinals going to Washington to play the Commanders. Washington at home, favored by 7 against the Chris Toon? No, Clayton Toon. Who's Chris Toon? That name sounds familiar. Clayton Toon led Arizona Cardinals. Any of you guys familiar with Clayton Toon?
No. I consider myself to watch a lot of college football, and I could not tell you who that dude is.
Okay. Well,
the other thing, a day ago, they haven't even announced who the starting quarterback for this game is. Earlier, Doug, I called you, and you said that you feel that it's going to be him. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but it hasn't been actually announced from what I know.
It's true. It hasn't been announced, but listen, if you're going to fucking, I mean, all power to them. If they're going to start Dobbs, who wasn't in there 2 weeks ago, then go ahead and do that.
I don't know why they're fucking playing games.
Yeah. Did either one of you see the speech that the, I don't remember his name, but the new Arizona coach gave? Either one of you catch that?
It was so bad. You got a fire in your gut. Because if you don't, you better find it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the beginning of it, he's like, who drove here? Raise your hand. Okay.
Who took the bus?
Who took the bus? All right. You got fire in your gut? You bet. And Hoop, you gave more emotion in what you just said than what he did on the video. You got fire in your gut? Huh? No. If not, you better find it. I was like, what is the fuck is it? And you see Connor just sitting there like, what is happening? Anyways, we spent way too much time on this. Washington favored by 7. They cover that. That's my pick in this game. Chacon, what do you think?
I would hope you cover. It's the fucking Cardinals, and they just dealt, how many captains from that team?
Mm-hmm.
So Buda Baker's the only fucking player we can even talk about with that team. So yeah, I'll take your racist ass shitty team over the Arizona Cardinals.
I'm so confused how. Okay. All right. Thank you for your prediction. Hoop.
He's a changed man though.
Yeah, exactly. Look, it didn't even have to get to the Sunday night prediction.
So I'm gonna say that the Commanders win, but somehow the Cardinals manage to cover.
God, if that happens, I'm giving all faith on us being anything.
It's week one. I assume Sam Howell's starting.
Yeah.
It's going to be
Sam Mahomes.
So, I mean, it's going to be. Oh, we do? Okay.
Well, we call him in the Washington fan groups. Go ahead.
I can't even imagine those things exist, but whatever. I said what I said. Commanders win, Cardinals find a way to cover.
Okay. I mean, you might not be wrong, but yeah, I think Washington's winning no matter what. Next game, Las Vegas Raiders go into Denver to play the Broncos. Denver at home is favored by 3.5. And I wanted to pull up one of my favorite quotes of the week. This was Sean Payton to Russell Wilson. He said, "Will you fucking stop kissing all the babies? You're not running for public office." And what he was referring to is how Russell Wilson tries to keep like just a clean public image, you know, almost like he is running for office. Now, I don't know if that did anything for Russell Wilson, got him like excited for this game, but I think it doesn't really matter because I think the Raiders are going to be pretty bad this year. So I'll go first here. I went first on the last one. 3.5, I think the Broncos cover that, but I don't think this is a good game, but I think they cover that and win. Chacon, what do you think?
I'll take the Raiders, and I see them winning this game, so obviously we don't
win
with that. Yeah, and the reason why the Broncos are too banged up. I don't know what you're getting out of Williams, right? You got P. Ryan, your boy, backing them up. The receivers are all banged up. Court and Sutton, I think, is the only one I feel confident I could even fucking 100% show up and do something for that team. Russell, I don't know what you're getting out of him. And that defense... it is in Colorado, so I could see Denver winning this game. But I think even with Jimmy G, even though I'm not a big fan of him, I mean, he just has too much. You got Josh Jacobs, you got Adams. You know, they got my guy, Mayer, you know, the guy I wanted. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take the Raiders.
And you know, you said my boy, Samaje Perine, and I think it was like 2 days ago.
Him up.
Anyways, it was on it was on the AFC Championship game between the Bengals and the Chiefs, which I didn't want to relive that because you all know how I felt about that game. But Perine looked really good in that game. And I do remember him filling in really well for Joe Mixon when Joe Mixon was out or when he was spelling him. Anyways, Hoop, what do you think about this game? Broncos, Raiders, Broncos at home, favored by 3.5.
I told you that.
I think that the Raiders also win. Some of the same reasons Chacon said. I just think the Broncos won't have an answer for Adams. I think he's just a problem for him. And Jacobs is awesome. Now, the only thing that I do wonder, did anybody else see the Chandler Jones story where he was locked out of the facility?
Yeah, I was going to bring that up too. Yeah, then he was like, I'm done. Trade me.
Yeah, so who knows? Like, that dude makes plays for him, but I think Max Crosby on the other side will be fine. By no means, I think the Raiders will be great, but they'll be better than a first game in with Sean Payton Broncos.
Mm-hmm. All right. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. We'll see. Next game, Miami goes to L.A. to play the Chargers. Chargers at quote-unquote home are favored by 3. We all know the Chargers do not have home field advantage no matter what. I'll start with you on this one, Hoop. What do you think? Chargers favored by 3 at home against the Dolphins.
I'm going to say just because we badmouth the Chargers so much, they listened to it and it motivated them. They're going to find a way to win this game.
Okay. All right, Chacon.
The Dolphins have a better season, but the Chargers win this one.
I actually think the opposite. I do pick the Chargers, and I think the Dolphins are a very talented team, but I don't, you know, their quarterback situation right now is not the best. Arguably, I could be wrong about this, but I love the Chargers, you know, wide receiver duo, like, right now with Williams, Allen, and I love Johnson from TCU. Eckler, I mean, I think Herbert's going to go off this year. And I might sound crazy because I know 2 years ago I picked the Chargers to win the division. I wouldn't be shocked if they won the division this year. So I have clearly covering, and I will take the Chargers over the Dolphins.
Oh, okay. At first, I thought you were disagreeing with me.
Yeah, you said the opposite. I said the Chargers were going to win too.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry then. I didn't listen to you.
No, please don't apologize.
Oh, sorry. I didn't want a simple, fucking like, listen
oh,
to
fuck you, buddy.
Sorry, you were talking and I just zoned out.
It was just words. It was just noise. I'm disagreeing with both of you. I'm taking the Dolphins in L.A. Again, we talk about the Chargers not really ever having a home field advantage. First week of Tua, like, I think he stays upright this game and is able to play through it. And when he plays, man, last year they were fucking scary. Hill, Waddle. I know they don't really have a running game, so that's going to hurt. But I believe, Chacon, you had talked about your boy. Who's the OC again for the Chargers that left your squad?
I can't remember the guy that's past happy.
Yeah. So that's the other thing too, right? Like, he's going to be passing they should be passing a lot more if Kellen Moore, as if everyone is like, why don't they just say his name? I was trying to get Chacon to say it. If he kind of stays true to what he was in Dallas, going to be a lot more passing. Maybe Eckler's not as involved in the run game. So I don't know, man. I feel good about the Dolphins in this one, so I'll go with the Dolphins.
Well, he'll be involved. He might not be running, but he'll definitely be involved.
Yeah.
And Kellen Moore, again, the Chargers, I think, were the worst last year in rushing, so this is a perfect spot for him.
Yeah.
And you can root for your Dolphins with overweight Tua all day, but I definitely have the Chargers easily winning this game. But so you're going to be wrong on this one.
Wow. Okay. Next game. One of Chacon's favorite teams, Philadelphia Eagles, rolls into New England to play the Patriots. Right now, Philly on the road is favored by 4. I think, Chacon, we'll just let you start with this one. What do you think about this one? Philly favored by 4 in New England.
I got the New England Patriots winning by double digits. I'm kidding. Fuck, I hope they do. I'll say the other team wins, the team in green.
Philadelphia.
New England. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't know much. I mean, my boy Zeke's out there, but usually when a veteran goes out there and they don't have a quarterback, unless you think highly of Mac Jones, one of the quarterbacks I actually liked is on the practice squad now. So I don't know. I'm going to have to go with the green team and we'll just leave it at that.
Hope, what do you think?
What did you say the spread was?
4.
I think the Eagles win and they cover that, yeah.
Yeah. It's not really high, though, right? It's not really high for
I mean, NFC. It's essentially
3 points
7
for being on the road. So yeah. It would normally be 7. Yeah. I mean, they win it by a touchdown. NFL games.
First Mac Jones.
Yeah.
It's NFL game. A 10-point spread in an NFL game is enormous.
Yeah. And you think about also they're honoring Tom Brady in this game, right? You're going to have a big what to do about Tom Brady. And
you're gonna run out on the field and scream "Let's go!" at nobody.
Yeah. So who knows? I mean, I think Philly covers, but what a tough situation for Mac Jones to be in, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, this is like a make or break year for Mac, and they're honoring Tom Brady against the Eagles, who you know they had some run-ins with in the past. So, yeah, I just hope Mac doesn't look awful just for his sake. But, yeah, I think Philly covers. Philly's stacked, and it sucks, but it is what it is.
Here we go. Forgot that was your team.
Okay. Next game, Hoops, Packers roll into Chicago to play the Bears. This is actually the closest line of the week. Chicago favored by 1 at home. Hoop, we'll start with you, my friend.
Everything in me says that it's not going to happen, and like the Bears will win. But then I honestly, like I told you in the preview pod, like I don't want the Packers to be very good this year. I want them down there. Like, well, I mean, I want them to do good. I just don't think that they're going to be very good. They have a tougher schedule, but I think that the Packers do win this. And for comedy purposes, I hope that Jordan Love pulls out a sign or screams, "There's a new owner," or something like that. just to stick it to Bears fans, because if they were playing any other team, I would probably pick the Packers to lose, but it's the Bears, so yeah. I'm picking the Packers to win.
Chacon, what do you think?
I agree. I'll take the Packers. So I have a little more confidence in Jordan Love than Hoop's Packers. So I will say they cover, and it's the fucking Chicago Bears. They've added some big names, but it's just it doesn't feel good saying the Bears beat the Packers. You got a guy who's been sitting for a couple years. So, I mean, fuck, dude. Is it 2 or 3 years, Hoop? How long has he been in the league? Jordan Love?
Since 21. Yeah, okay. So this will be his third year.
I mean, this is a perfect opportunity for him. Everybody's doubting him. He fucking knows the system, bro. It's time to go. So I'll take the Packers.
I'm trying to pull up, you know, because obviously he hasn't played a ton of games. He's played 10 games in his whole career, Jordan Love, that is. I'm just trying to pull up his numbers real quick. 60% completion. What? Go ahead.
I was going to say, they're not going to be impressive, Doug. Why are we even doing this?
I'm just wondering. Like, obviously, they're not going to be, like, popping off the page, but I just wanted to get it in 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
Doug, I don't know. The Bears.
You know what I am, because I told you guys I thought the Bears would be pretty decent this year. Not great, but okay. And I don't feel good about it, but I think we know what Justin Fields is, but he has a really good receiver this year, like a no bullshit, really good receiver in Moore. And I just want to see how that works out. I think I'm going to take the Bears. I think it's going to be kind of an ugly game. I'm really excited to see what Jordan Love looks like now that he just knows that it's his team. But with that said, I'm going to go with the Bears. So we'll see. Could be 100% wrong. Next game.
Well, you can't be half wrong. Well, I guess you could if they tie, but
if they tied, we could all be half wrong. Huh?
There you go. Yeah. But we're all half right.
Yeah, that's true. That's a push, I think, is what that's called. Rams, Seahawks. So LA goes into Seattle. I'm surprised this line isn't higher. Doesn't look like Cooper Kupp's going to be playing. We'll know. I mean, it's Tuesday night as we record this. We will know more Wednesday night. But it sounds like he won't be playing in this game. So you got Tyler Higbee and Chacon. Can you name anyone else receiver wise?
Van Jefferson.
There you go.
There's that one guy.
Robinson.
I don't think he's there anymore.
Yeah, I don't think he's there.
He's in where the fuck is he at?
Where he play at?
Yeah, to be honest, yeah, I don't know, but he's not there. I know that.
Yeah.
They got that one guy. I can't ever pronounce his name. It just starts with an SW, and I think Warren. I don't fucking know.
This is who we have: Van Jefferson, Ben Skowronek.
There you go. That I couldn't pronounce that.
Tutu Atwell. And Puka Nacau. That's who you're looking at for your Puka? Receivers. Puka. Yep. Cam Akers will be there, obviously.
Garbage.
Yeah, man. I don't know, though. You know, no Cooper Kupp is what it's sounding like. Aaron Donald's still going to be on the defensive end of the ball. But right now, Seattle, I think, I don't know if I said this or not, but Seattle's favored by 5 at home. Chacon, what do you think?
Well, As I picked the Seahawks win that division, I will say that they cover. And as I mentioned in the past podcast, we had one of the best, if not the best, wide receiver duo. I don't know the Njigba's situation. I know he was banged up. I probably should have looked up his injury report on that. But I got the Seahawks easily winning and covering against the Rams.
I'm going to agree with you. Hoop, What do you think?
I will third that motion and say the Seahawks do win and cover.
There we go. Poor Rams, huh? What a fall from grace. I mean, they got their Super Bowl, though. That's a lot more than I can say about my team. But
I found out that I had like 5 Rams fans on Facebook that year. I had no idea.
There was a whole bunch that popped up around the city, too. I was like, whoa, okay, cool. Cooper Kupp, hell yeah, all right. look where we're at. Sunday Night Football. Chacon's Dallas Cowboys go into New York to play the Giants. On the road, Cowboys are favored by 3.5. Big, 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 big year for Dak Prescott. Like, the biggest. Got Trey Lance looking, you know, just right there. Dak's got to look over his shoulder everywhere he goes. Cooper Rush probably hanging out too.
Yeah, Cooper Rush is behind him. Yeah, not
well. Well, okay, Trey Lance is there too. You don't just trade for Trey Lance for no reason. You know what? I think I want to wait. I want to go with Hoop on this first. We'll let Chacon go last. Hoop, 3.5. Dallas is favorite on the road in New York. What do you think?
I'm gonna say the Giants win. So the Giants would cover. I think it's going to be a close game, and they're going to find a way to win. But I think that it's one of those where you're like, okay, the Cowboys found a way to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be better for it going forward. Because I think I said the Cowboys would be decent this year, and they're one of 3 teams I see in it at the end. I just see the Giants really loading up for this one and busting their nut, as they say.
They say that.
I've heard it somewhere before. Okay. I don't remember where.
As much as I want to pick the New York Giants winning this game, I don't think it happens. I think this is a game where Dak probably looks pretty decent. The thing that the big difference maker, and it was a difference maker all last year, is Micah Parsons. And I think if he's, you know, the man that we know he is and think he is and think he could be the defensive player of the year this year, he's going to give Daniel Jones a lot of fits. And maybe last year was just like a weird year. Daniel Jones looking above average. I don't know. I mean, he's probably okay, right? I mean, they gave him that extension. He just looked like shit for so many years. I was just used to him being shit, and then he was decent last year. But I think Parsons gets to him. The Darren Waller thing will be interesting to me, see how he plays in this first game. But I got the Cowboys winning. I have it close. I have the Cowboys by 3, so I have the Giants covering that 3.5, but the Cowboys winning. Chacon, the floor is yours, my friend.
Hoop, how they fucking loaded?
His name is Chris.
I didn't say that the Giants were loaded.
Oh, stacked. Okay, whatever the fuck you said. I don't know. How are you?
I didn't say anything of the sort. I said they find a way to win.
Yeah.
We'll look back. We'll
it's
going to
be considered a lucky win. Like, I don't see the Giants as a better football team. I just say that they find a way to win this one because they're loading up just trying to win this first
game. There it is. Loading up. That's what it was. Amped, okay. Excited.
Oh, okay. Okay, now I just heard that and lost my shit.
Charged up.
Golly. He lost his composure.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm back.
I do believe.
This fucking team, we own these fuckers. I mean, what are we talking about? The last 10 games, 9-1. Dak owns these guys. You guys can say they got better. I mean, Sterling Shepard, Slayton, and that kid from Tennessee. A little scrawny guy. I don't see that. We have, my opinion, the best secondary in the NFL.
Oh, my God.
You're worried about Micah. How about the other guy on the other side, DeMarcus Lawrence, who's also a Pro Bowler. He's a fucking big impact in that defense. You got Mozzie Smith. We'll find out what he's about. Some others are going to step up, like my guy, Wolf Hunter, a.k.a. Van Der Esch.
Don't do that. It's not going to catch on, okay? Outside of your Dallas Cowboy fan groups. No one's calling him the Wolf Hunter.
Stop trying to make fetch happen.
Well, They'll cover. I think Dak's going to have a great game. I think Brandon Cooks is going to light these fuckers up. I know everybody assumes that CD's going to get his ball, but there's just something about Brandon Cooks now with Dak and him throwing that long bomb. He's not going to have to worry about, you know, fucking undrafted receivers like we had in the past, or, you know, fourth string receivers having to make that big play down the stretch of the game and not relying on CD. So I think we easily win this team, and it's the NFC East. Okay, my guy, he fucking owns his team. The NFC East. He can, you guys can say what you want about him and criticize him as far as his, you know, play with other teams, but when it comes to the NFC East, he's got a great record. Looking at it right now, he's 27-7. So I don't know how you can shit on him in that division. So
he's not even your favorite quarterback. Don't.
Yeah, exactly. What are we talking about here?
I just complimented him on the NFC East.
Oh, okay.
The NFC NFL. East. No, I said that. Listen to what
I said. Yeah, no. I was just.
Okay.
You know,
in the NFC, I am confident. As far as other.
Too bad he has to play other conferences to get to a Super Bowl. Huh?
That's the shits.
Well, I'm pretty sure that one of the teams that everybody favors is in the NFCs. Hell, you just said maybe even the Giants. Maybe the Giants are in there. What are we talking about? We have to go through those.
Say the Giants.
They are. The Giants are. I'm just saying. To confirm. They are.
Okay.
You don't have the best secondary in the NFL. You're
who does?
Smoking on some.
Who?
I don't know. Off the top of my head, Jets are probably better. Eagles are probably better.
Sauce Gardner is all you have.
Broncos are probably better. Hold on.
The Broncos?
Ravens. I don't know.
You're choosing these teams based on one player. That's what you're doing, Doug.
You have one player.
Poke the bear, Doug.
And he got paid a lot. And we all know what he does. Gives up big-ass plays. Yeah, Diggs.
He gives big-ass plays when we have a big lead. He didn't give up any big plays. He don't give up. He's fucking.
You know who doesn't give up big ass plays? You know who doesn't?
Who?
Sauce Gardner. I'm not wrong. Am I?
I mean, I don't know much about his fucking past. I can't say much on him.
I told you guys in the preview pod, he allowed on catches, and it was like such a small number of catches anyways that he allowed. 3.2 yards per catch.
Okay. Well, I could
do a quick Google search on your boy.
All right. Well, Google search my boy on him playing Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Smith, AJ Brown.
Listen, that fucking we all know that Bengals
Google
game
that shit
was
no
a
Google that shit
outlier, a farce, a weird. Yeah. Something was weird about that game. You know what you were there. You were there. You know something was weird. Okay.
Cooper Rush, the guy that's behind Dak, he's a winner.
But yeah, I'd still say you aren't the best secondary in the league. So don't say that. And also the other guy you said, who's the other guy you said was a Pro Bowler on the other side of Micah?
Marcus Lawrence.
Why is he a Pro Bowler? Because a lot, you know what I mean? Micah is focused on.
Donovan Wilson. He just got fucking paid for a reason, Doug.
Okay. I think we lost two. That's okay though. We only got one more game.
But then we're here.
Monday night. I wonder if he was just like, ah, fuck, I gotta go.
You
Monday night.
Said the Broncos for real.
Oh, there he is. There he is. I'll let him back in.
He signed off when he said Denver was one of the best.
I just said they were better than yours. What's wrong with Patrick Surtain?
Surtain and Justin Simmons. What else are we talking about, Doug?
Kareem Jackson, you don't like him? Mathis?
Fuck out of here. Look, you got me saying who again?
You got Gilmore, who, how old is Gilmore now?
The defensive player of the year, Gilmore? He's 31.
Defensive player of the year?
Yeah.
When?
Google that shit, too.
When?
Buffalo. Google that shit.
When he was with Buffalo?
Oh, it was New England, actually. Let me look it up.
He wasn't with New England last year. He was with the fucking Panthers. God.
No, I'm talking about when
when we were in high school? I don't know.
Yeah,
just kidding.
That's what it was.
I mean, he's younger than us. Hoop, welcome back. So I dropped you for just a moment. We're going to get to the last game here. Monday Night Football. Bills go into New York to play the Jets. Buffalo on the road, favored by 2.5. Hoop, I'm going to start with you. What do you think your boy Aaron Rodgers does? Is he able to get the win? Buffalo come in there and ruin his first game as a Jet.
Hey, Doug, 2019 Defense Player of the Year.
2019.
Oh, is that like, get out of here.
Jesus. Hoop, are you there? Because I can't deal with this guy. Hoop may not be there. Chacon.
Can you not hear me?
Oh, there we go. There he is. Yep.
Oh, I muted it and unmuted it, and then it came back. But anyway, it's in Buffalo, right?
No, it's in New York.
Does it matter?
I mean, it's all New York area. I mean,
it's all close. I'm going to say the Bills because they're established. I think it's still going to take some more game reps to get the offense going for the Jets. I think they end up just fine. I think that the Jets will split with the Bills. So I'll say that the Bills take this one and the Jets win in Buffalo because I don't see it being that big of a difference. But that's where I'll go is I think the Bills start off hot. I think they'll be good. The Bills are more a I guess I don't know. I can't say they're more a Super Bowl contending ready team, but I mm-hmm. think that they're in a prove it situation where they're like they've been on the precipice of being really good for a while now. Oof, and haven't word. Gotten there. Good so I think that word. this is their chance. I couldn't spell it if you fucking asked me to do, but here we are. I used it anyway, and yeah. So I think they find a way to get this one.
Okay, I'm with you. I think the Bills win this. I think it's going to be like at least a touchdown in New York. Chacon, what do you think?
Got the Bills covering.
There we go. Yeah. 2019. 2019 Defensive Player of the Year. What year are we in right now? 2023 going into 2024, right?
How big of a culture is that, Doug?
Defensive Player of the Year is great, but it's been...
When you're a cornerback.
And how many teams has he played with since then?
Two. Mm. Well, technically, he hasn't played for Dallas just yet. He hasn't played a game.
Okay, well, Raiders, just making
so technically
sure.
Technically, one.
Just making sure. Making sure. Not to say that he's not going to be help the team, but come on. You can't just be like throwing his name out there and being like, oh, yeah, he's better than, you know.
Doug, did my team get better? Did my team get better?
I think so.
Okay. Did we add players like Brandon Cooks and Gilmore who are going to help my team? Is that better than Noah Brown, Cedric Wilson?
Yeah.
Do you even know who I'm talking about?
I do, because last year you kept saying their goddamn names, and I was like, I don't know who they are.
When they were on the Cowboys, remember when I asked you guys, and you guys brought up Cedric Wilson, and I said, you guys didn't even know who the fuck he was. Mm-hmm. Well, where's he been? You haven't said his name recently. So guess what? We got a big-name receiver now with C.D. Lamb, and you got Michael Gallup. Now he's 100%.
Oh, big name.
I think we're going to have...
Okay, just relax with a big name. Cooks is good. Big name, I don't know. I've never been like, oh, shit, here come Brandon Cooks.
Hey.
Anyone ever said that on this? On this,
he
on
gone,
this
hey.
Has anyone ever said this on that on this Zoom? Who have you ever said that? Oh, shit, they got to play teams. Brandon Cooks this week.
Hey. Look at his previous stats on those shit teams. Is he a 1,000-yard receiving receiver on yards?
Yes.
And now he's a Cowboy.
Shitty teams throw the ball a lot when they're shitty.
Gotta. And if he's the best one on that team. He's
how many quarterbacks?
Deshaun
shitty
Watson.
Shitty teams throw the ball a lot when they're losing.
Yeah. Yep. I just wanted you to come out of your shell. Don't ever call Hoop Chris
back,
again.
Baby.
Yeah, don't ever
back.
Do that again. Fuck. All right, guys. Anything you want to say before we head out? I know we're all excited for football, but anything you want to say before we log off here?
Much to say right now because I need to get past this week and get a better idea of what I'm about to say on the next one. Okay, I need a little more.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Hoop.
Nope. Go Panthers. Alta at West this Friday night for homecoming.
Oh, those Panthers. Okay.
Oh, I was like,
what?
Yeah. Come on.
I was so confused at first. Yeah. Hey. Good luck. Friday homecoming. You said.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, usually, I mean, I think, you know, from what I understand about, you know, I don't know a lot about high school football, but from what I understand, you guys have a good team. And generally those homecoming games, you try to schedule someone who isn't very good, not to say, you know, I don't even want to say their name, but they aren't very good.
I think Alta is a top 10 in 5A, though, so it's not going to be
okay.
An easy game. Our region's loaded. I think there's only one, one or two teams outside the top 15 or something like that. Like, it's pretty good. So we should be, it should be a good game. I'm excited.
Nice. All right. Well, good luck on that.
Thank you.
Chacon, I'm happy that, you know, you've come full circle in this 40 minutes that we've been speaking from proper Chacon back to who you were before. Don't ever change. Okay.
Don't change. We love you for you.
Okay. Say it back. Thank you, Chris.
Say it back.
Oh, man. All right, fellas. Well, thank you very much. We will talk to you next week.
All right. We'll see you guys.
Peace. Thank you all so much for listening this week. Make sure to go subscribe to the Will Wonder Pod YouTube. Again, trying to get to 100 subscriptions before the end of the year. Would greatly appreciate you doing that. Follow the pod on Instagram at The Will Wonder Pod. Follow me on Twitter, X at DJ Will Wonder, on Threads at The Will Wonder Pod as well. See y'all next week. Peace. Enjoy week one of the NFL.
This has been a March 15th Media production. Make sure to subscribe, rate, review The Will Wonder Pod. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Peace out.